Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. If you have bare spots in your lawn, June is still an acceptable time to lay sod. These bare spots may be because there were too many weeds in your lawn earlier in the season, and when they were chemically sprayed out, it left little to no turf behind. You may also have bare spots in your lawn beginning to show up due to the floods from last year. This may have killed or severely weakened areas of your turf. Another reason why you may have bare spots in your lawn is because the soil over time has become compacted. This may be an area in which you walk across on a regular basis and has never been aerated or loosened. Compacted soil leaves little room for gas exchange in the soil, as well as making it difficult for water to penetrate the soil and reach the soil system. Compacted soil makes it difficult for the roots to penetrate the soil and for those roots to grow vigorously. Leaving bare areas untended in the lawn will lead to additional weed problems later in the growing season. Large, blank areas with no competition is the perfect area for weeds to take hold. After assessing your lawn, you may come to the conclusion that the bare areas are just too broad for established lawn to grow and fill in rapidly enough to beat the weeds. Though laying sod may seem easy, just make sure the green side is up, right? Yeah, you do want to make sure that the green side is up, but there are still plenty of details to know and understand to help ensure the success and the establishment of that sod. First, ensure that you are purchasing sod from a reputable dealer. Sod should be disease, insect, and relatively weed-free. New sod should have a green, healthy appearance at the time of purchase. Don't start with sod that has a less quality than what you are trying to achieve in your lawn. It is recommended to start with a fresh, healthy product. A very easy way to ensure that the sod is fresh is to contact your local independent garden center, nursery, or sod dealer and ask when they will typically receive a fresh shipment of sod. And also ask, is pre-purchase allowed? If so, go ahead and purchase the amount of sod that you need and pick up on the day that it's delivered. To avoid multiple trips, be sure to calculate surface area in which you intend to plant the sod. By having the square foot information, the nurseryman or sod dealer will then be able to easily calculate how many pieces of sod you will need to cover that area. Before laying the sod out, ensure there are no weeds in the area, it is free of debris, and be sure the area is level, making sure there are no major bumps, humps, clods, holes, or depressions. Lay the sod out in a staggered or brick-style formation. After laying out the sod, be sure to water for 15 to 20 minutes every day for 1 week. New sod will need frequent watering because during the harvesting process at the sod farm, a vast majority of the roots were severed from the plant, leaving little to no roots for that turf to absorb water. After the first week, do not water every day. Instead, begin to back off of watering. Our goal when irrigating is to water deeply by watering less frequently for longer periods of time, as this will help the roots of that sod, or any other landscape plants for that matter, become established in your soil. Continuing to water every day after the first week will lead to fungal problems and a possible decline or death of your newly purchased sod. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.